This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We were going to go with the start of this podcast, but now we're starting here. The song A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Is it Vanessa Carlton or Michelle Branch?
Michelle Branch. Wait. Vanessa Carlton sings A Thousand Miles.
Well, we started the conversation by saying Michelle.
Michelle Branch. Yeah, yeah. Wait, what does Michelle Branch sing? What's her song?
Everywhere to me. And when I close my eyes, it's you I see.
I love that song, Chris, so much.
Chris from XRT literally just walked by as we were singing and just looked in and nodded.
Another Michelle Branch podcast.
yeah, right. This does bring us back to the debate at hand, though. Vanessa Carlton, even though it has nothing to do with Michelle Branch,
nope.
I don't know how we got there. We just mistake the two artists, early 2000s artists. Vanessa Carlton's A Thousand Miles. She says, if I could fall into what? Melissa says,
your eyes.
Fall into your eyes. And I say, if I could fall into your arms. And Kyle says, if I could fall
into the sky.
Okay, I think Kyle might be right.
Maybe it's
I know.
The sky.
So, Kyle, you looked it up?
I did.
What is the answer? Everyone's playing at home right now.
All right. So.
I can hear them. They're shouting at their podcast.
And I need you. Da 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 da. And I miss you.
Da 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 da.
And now I wonder
if I could fall
into the sky.
Ah! Into the sky.
How do you even do that? That breaks the laws of physics.
Well, I know.
A good question. The follow-up question really should be, do you think time would pass me by?
I mean, if you fell to the sky, yeah. At that point, I think there's no rules on anything.
Good point. Because, you know, I'd walk
a thousand miles.
If I could
just see you. Tonight.
So,
Melissa, we're on the same.
Hang on, my mind is being blown right now. Okay, mm-hmm. Not by the falling into the sky, not by the stopping time, but the realization of, is Vanessa Carlton's "A Thousand Miles" a cover of the Proclaimers' 500 Miles"?
If I could walk 500 miles, then I would walk 500 more,
just, and if to be the man to walk 500 miles in the
Melissa was making a great singing face. Think about that. I would walk 500 miles.
Yeah.
And I would walk 500 more. What does that equal?
A thousand
miles.
Oh, that's cool.
Is Vanessa Carlton just cutting to the chase a lot sooner than the Proclaimers? Look, people are asking.
People?
Or are they cutting it closer? Because they're doing 500 and she's...
They're breaking it up.
They're breaking it up.
That was like my dad on road trips. We would drive to Pennsylvania to see my family.
They're breaking it down.
He would always stop. We would stop 6.5 hours in. We'd never do the full 13 in one day.
I'm surprised you make it 6.5 hours.
It is a long drive.
That's long.
I don't like...
We do that to Tennessee sometimes. We would stop like at a hotel and then... But I'm always like thinking now, because we do road trips and I'm like...
Tennessee's only... Like Nashville's only like 8 hours from Chicago.
I forgot forget where we went. I think we went closer to Knoxville. I don't know how far that is.
What's the longest you guys can stay in the car with before you start to lose your mind? Like, it starts to get, like, you get antsy. Ooh,
good question. Passenger or driver?
Do you think there's a difference?
Yes,
100%.
Okay, let's start with driver.
Okay. I'd say driving. So I used to go from Columbia to Nashville when I was at the University of Missouri. Shout out. I was in the J school there. I know that makes my producer very happy to hear.
Woof.
When I would drive from Missouri to Nashville home, that was about 7.5. That, I think, is my threshold. Anything over that, and that's pushing it. I don't like, normally, if it's over 5, it annoys me.
Right.
7.5, I can go to. But anything over 7.5, I'm like, I can't do it. That's driving.
Okay, what is it for passenger?
Passenger, I'd say from Columbia, Missouri to about Albuquerque, New Mexico, because we drove from Columbia to Los Angeles for spring break 1 year, and that was about how far I could make. Because I can sleep
in cars.
Well,
how long is that?
That is, it's about 4 hours. That's 22 hours.
What?
Yeah. We did a 26-hour car ride nonstop straight through.
Okay.
No hotels.
I did that once. I drove to Florida straight through. Actually, I did that a couple of times.
Which that is, that's what, like, where in Florida?
It was Daytona.
Daytona. Okay. So that was probably what, like, I'm going to guess 17 hours?
It was probably about 17, 18 hours.
Okay.
Drove straight through.
Yeah.
But I can't do that anymore. You know,
Was that spring break?
Yes.
Melissa. Daytona, spring break. Did anything go down on this spring break? Was this
maybe
spring...
things came up.
Melissa.
What did you just pantomime there?
You know, I just pantomime like, hey, things come up. Things happen, you know.
I don't know. You lifted your hands like you were
holding
something
up. It wasn't me. It was
up.
One of my friends.
Really?
Up comes the top. I was like, what are you doing?
You're talking about like a car, right?
Yeah.
No, that's where the top comes
down.
Yeah,
she had a convertible. Yeah, but she was putting the top up for some reason, and she's like, you can't do that. Melissa was telling her, you can't do that in a convertible. The top has to go down.
Mm-hmm. You would have thought that we were in Louisiana or something.
Wait, so what? I want to dig deeper into this, Melissa.
Okay.
So on this podcast, many episodes ago, you shared a story from spring break. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was spring break.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just college. Where you shared a story. There was a guy. Oh, the Thunder from Down Under.
Oh, that was a trip to Vegas.
Okay, so that wasn't spring break.
No.
So, did anything happen on spring break?
Down Under.
Daytona.
Believe it or not, and as lame as it sounds, no. But there's the reason why is nobody invested in any SPF.
Oh, no.
And so the first day down there, everybody got fried to the point where, you know, all of us, me included, the top of my nose and my chest bubbled.
Oh, no. That happened to me last year.
Yes, you did get that on your part of your stomach, like on the side.
Yeah.
And that kind of ruined the first like 3 days of that trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by then.
So when she was lifting her top, was it in front of a doctor? Hey, can you look at this? Is this blistering normal?
Probably could have been some doctors around. we just didn't know.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Probably attending college to be a doctor.
Yeah. Man, my spring breaks were super lame.
Yeah.
We never did anything crazy. Yeah. I feel like old Illinois frat guy over here.
Oh,
not in a frat.
Yeah, you should have been.
I shouldn't have been.
I'll bet you had a couple crazy ones.
So to go back to the first question, longest I can.
Oh, yeah.
12 hours, because that was the drive from D.C. to Chicago.
Oh, nice. You did
before
that last year.
Before going crazy.
Yeah, I could drive. No problem at all. Because I'm just, I did it alone once with the dog in the back. That sucked. It was like 12 hours was when I was like, when I got home, I was like, if I had to go up to New York, so I had to do like an additional like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, geez.
That sucked. So 12 hours in the car. We used to go to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
All right. So full disclosure.
You be dumb.
You be very dumb.
You be dumb.
Is my mic on now?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So the reason Kyle was so faint for the first part of this podcast was because Kyle when we first started this podcast, Kyle would always be on mic number three. And then we realized, for whatever reason, that mic was very low and it was faint for some reason. So we had him switch to mic four. And, well, today was like the one day we didn't test the mics ahead of time. Most of the time we test the mics. Today we did not. We just got right into it, turned the mics on, and about midway into the podcast, I realized, wow, Kyle's levels are really low. And it was because... Melissa had only turned on mics 1, 2, and 3.
Melissa?
Yeah, Melissa did it.
No.
It's
no.
Melissa's fault.
No offense to Melissa.
What?
You have never sat behind that board before.
No, not this one. No, I have
so
not.
So that sounds like you that sounds did fun. That, Austin.
Are you sure?
Definitely an Austin thing.
But Melissa likes to push our buttons, so I just assume she likes to push these buttons as
I
well.
I do. Can I tell you something else? Can what? I add to this?
Yes,
of
go
why
right
I
ahead.
Find this to be so funny?
Go right ahead.
Just really quickly, and then we'll get back to Kyle's story.
I messed up. I turned on mic 3 instead of mic 4, and that's why Kyle was so faint. So now, Kyle, just say hello.
I want to hear Melissa's story.
Actually. Okay, there we go.
No. Here's the funny thing is like how that was ever a confusing thing is kind of funny to me. So if I were to give you a visual.
Yeah.
Austin's mic is number one and the mics will always go in order. They won't be popping around. So after Austin, you go to the other side of the table.
Yeah.
And he knows that I'm two.
Right.
So there's an empty mic between me and Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for some reason, that should be number three, which it is. I mean, but Austin, that's not where Kyle sits. Kyle sits at the next one over, which in chronological order, would naturally be four. But he, for some reason, keeps putting on three, even though chronologically... You can clearly see that Kyle sits at number four.
But so to simplify what Melissa's saying, you be dumb.
You be dumb.
In my defense, it's not like the microphone. Microphone number three is sitting directly across from me and right in my line of sight.
Wait a minute.
What?
I would say it is.
That sounds like a Melissa McExcuse.
Austin McExcuses over there.
Austin McExcuses today.
Wow. Austin did make a Melissa McExcuse.
Wow. Austin McExcuses today.
I thought I would get
today.
Away with that because it's not like the listening audience knows where that mic is. I could have very easily gotten away with that. But you guys ousted me. Okay, guys, I screwed up, all right? I'm sorry.
I hate how you guys try to silence me when I finally start to talk.
Yeah, I know. We should do this more often. We should just have a full episode where he just doesn't pick up on the fact that his volumes are low.
Yeah.
And just have it be quiet. Because it was kind of funny. He sounded off. He was off mic for the whole first half of this podcast, and it sounded great. I
will just keep an eye out on that the whole time.
I know. Now you're going to double check. Is my mic on?
As a matter of fact, I think the highest listening podcasts we have are the ones where you were off mic.
Oh,
probably.
Damn.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
anyway.
You guys can finish the podcast. See you.
All right. So to get back to pick up where we left off, Kyle, you would go to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yes.
So the
longest we would drive is the longest I could sit in the car and drive is 12 hours.
Which to me is outrageously long.
D.C. to Chicago, 12 hours. Easy. If I had to go more, even if I had to go 13, I think that's when I'm losing it. In college, though, my buddies and I, we would drive to Gulf Shores, Alabama. That's about a 14 to 18 hour drive. I can't remember exactly, but I just know what we would have to drive through the night. We would get there late. And that's also with stops, getting food, gas, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't too bad because you're with your friends.
Yeah.
And I loved going to Gulf Shores, Alabama. Loved it.
Yeah, it's Destin, but less crowded.
And, okay. I was wondering what the big hype was about it, because I've never been there.
And my buddy's mom had a condo on the beach.
Ooh, baby.
So, we had a free place to stay.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so much fun.
That's cool.
And the first time we went, so I started to kind of tell the story of, it was my first time really that was, a college experience of, hey, you're going to wake up, you're going to wake up and start drinking. That's how that was. I went to community college. If I woke up and started drinking, my mom would yell at me. So that's not going to happen. So the whole time we leave our sophomore year, we leave at 7 p.m. because that's when everyone could finally get there.
Yeah.
We leave at 7 p.m. And I remember the whole talk was all right, so we'll get there around like, that's why I think it was long. We might have left at like 4 p.m. because we were going to get there around like 7 a.m. And our whole thing was like, look, we're driving through the night. Some people are going to be tired. Like, it's going to be a long day. Why don't we just get there, unpack the stuff, crash for a few hours, and then go down to the beach around lunch? Perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be right there.
It's a great plan.
But when you're in a car for 18 hours and you're going from Illinois, which is cold,
yeah,
to Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is warm and on the beach,
uh-huh,
with like people partying, you don't take a nap.
No, because you want to get to the party.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So we are like, screw it. Let's go.
No.
We all unpack. We get our swim trunks out. We're like, let's party.
You're like, I know we said we were going to nap, but no.
Nobody put sunscreen on.
Oh.
And it took us like a couple hours till someone's like, I feel like we haven't put sunscreen on. I got it bad. Actually, I'll pull up a photo.
Oh, you got a photo.
I got it bad. One of my buddies got it so bad. That,
wait a minute, you got it bad? You're gonna let it burn?
That's a different song. Oh. Different Usher song. Don't why are you combining Usher songs?
Sorry.
Do you have a confession?
These are
you
my
wanna
confessions.
Make? But his sunburn was so bad that the first night he couldn't fall asleep. Oh. So somebody said they heard him in the shower in the middle of the night, just like sitting down and letting the cold water hit him because he felt so uncomfortable.
Was this third degree burn, blisters bad?
That's what I'm trying to remember. Mine was like maybe some blisters, but it wasn't like bad. Mine was like, there was only one time I had to like keep a shirt on the beach. And I was like this because it was like, this burns so bad and this sucks and I feel so uncomfortable, but like obviously you're not going to not go to the beach.
Yeah, no, right. But once you're sunburned and you don't want to get sunburned again and then you have to wear a shirt,
yeah,
the shirt hurts your skin,
right? Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's
we were playing doubly bad and we're playing like beer pong. We found like a shaded area, we played it in that, so we're like, at least we're still trying to be safe here. I'm trying to find this photo.
And you want
to
be outside as much as possible.
Yes.
Then, yeah, you have to like find those shaded spots.
Yeah.
All right. I'm scrolling. I'm sorry, guys. This will take just a moment.
No, I literally did this last year.
But I feel like when this happened to you last year,
I only showed you a side. It was all over my entire chest. I only pulled up this
one
part
section
of my shirt.
Of it. Yeah. But I feel like you weren't even out that long.
I wasn't.
And I remember that day because your parents were in from out of town.
Yeah.
Because you were with your family.
I was in. So, well, we were in Florida in Naples with my wife's families.
That's what it was.
Yes.
I knew it was somebody's family. Yeah. That's what it was. But you were only out for a couple of hours.
I was at the beach for, I think, 3 hours tops.
Yeah.
Maybe four. And I laid out for a little bit. And normally I have the luxury of not always having to put on sunscreen because I have a hairy chest. And,
well, and you have
that
naturally
serves as like natural sunscreen a lot of times.
Sure. And you also have like a little, you have olive skin.
Right, right. So I tan very well.
Right.
Yeah. So I was not thinking, a couple of hours like is not going to burn me. And I only like laid out for a part of that.
Right.
Some of it I was like under an umbrella and I was just at the beach. Like,
yeah.
So it wasn't even the full 3 hours I was laying out.
This is a very bad photo because
my gosh.
I think the guy who posted the photo like left Facebook.
Oh, really?
Gosh.
Can you see that?
That is, you look like a lobster, like a legit lobster.
Burned. You really do. You
Oh my gosh.
You look like one of the cast members of Spring Breakers with those glasses,
Spring
the Hawaiian
Break
shirt.
Forever.
This red. Okay, so Kyle's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, skin as red as a lobster.
I'll try to screenshot that and see if we can post it on Instagram.
I was going
to
say,
you're like if you took Weekend at Bernie's and crossed it with Vesna from Stranger Things.
Which is funny because you bring up Weekend at Bernie's. That was the summer, or that was the spring break where the Bernie was the big dance. Do you guys remember the Bernie? We Bernie'd. There was a moment at that spring break where we were playing football on the beach and there was like a party next to us that was playing music and the Bernie came on and it was just six of us. We all stopped
doing it
and started doing the Bernie. We looked over at the party. No one's doing the Bernie. We were the only ones. You gotta just do the Bernie sometimes. God, I miss it. We should bring the Bernie back.
You did the Bernie while being Bernied.
And that's actually why we named our dog Bernie.
Is it really?
No.
That would be great.
I wish.
But you were burned doing the Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny Bernie.
That's a funny Bernie.
That's a double Bernie.
That's a double Bernie. So that's many... that's what Usher was singing about.
Yeah, you got to let it Bernie.
That's really bad, though. That was like, shocking.
I wish I could find another photo, because there were some that I was just like...
How do you even smile in that photo?
Yeah, we got to post that to our Instagram at US99 Mornings.
I'll screenshot this.
That is...
This is a show topic.
This burning? Getting burnt?
Your worst sunburn.
Oh.
I had to go to the hospital. I was oozing pus and God knows. Oh.
I don't want to make this show topic. I don't want to take those phone calls.
I just don't want anyone to say the word pus on the air.
Oh.
Pus is one of those words that gets me. What was the other word that came up this week when I was like, oh, that word gets me?
Ooh, what was that?
Because you're usually the one that the words get you, like moist and panties and...
Yeah, I don't... And I know those are kind of cliche, but they really kind of do bug me a little
bit. What was the word we came up with for moist? Moist is dead, but we came up... Or no, moist is coming back.
We said moist is coming back.
What's the word we said is dying?
Panties.
No. There was a word. It's the name of one of our former episodes.
Ugh. Oh, we've been doing episodes for 2 years. I
know.
Can't remember.
I really have. The Show After the Show podcast. Thanks. Rate, review, subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Tell your friends. It's funny going back through the titles of our shows and remembering what we talked about. Melissa's a murderer. That was a classic episode. Or that one episode we just did a full true crime episode. The whole thing was just a true crime episode.
I think that was the same episode. And then we tried to do like voices.
These episodes, man.
Melissa pees her pants.
I don't know. We've seen Kyle pee his pants.
That was the
picture speaks for
that
itself.
That wasn't an episode. That was a day. That was the diary of Melissa every day.
I go pee pee. What?
We did declare. It was actually our first podcast of 2023. We did declare moist is back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The people overemphasized how disgusting of a word that was, and it's time. It's like Nickelback. Nickelback's kind of making a little bit of a resurgence. People are realizing, hey, we were a little too hard on Nickelback.
Absolutely.
They're not as bad as we thought.
I actually like them.
Yeah, right. I knew you would.
I
Nickelback
do.
Fan.
I can't
look at this
help
photograph.
It. No, that raspy voice.
Let's make a Nickel comeback.
I think Chad Kroeger had a facelift.
You think so?
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, now he's a Chad Marianos. That's a deep cut joke. No? Anyone get that?
I got it.
Okay, I did it. What is that?
Kroeger is the...
Oh, the grocery store.
Yeah, the parent brand.
Chad, I get it. I'm sad that you had to explain
that
to me.
I know. No, it's fine. Kroeger, it's fine. Marianos. That was a deep cut.
No, Kroeger, that was good. That
is
was
the
good.
Parent company for Marianos. But Marianos is like an upscale Kroeger.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Facelift.
I like that.
The word?
What was it?
That we were iffy about? Damp.
Oh, that's damp. Right.
Instead of things being moist, why not say they're damp? Damp is a little, I don't know how to feel about damp.
Like I'm on the verge of feeling like I'm cussing or something. Like if I heard my son Porter, who's 12, go, damp, I would be like, what did you say?
It sounds like a Gen Z word.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that is damp.
It's more, to me, it sounds like there's like, it's oozing out of your mouth like, damp.
I just think of like puddles. Like when I hear the word damp, I think of puddles and I like in a basement.
See, my mind goes to gross spaces.
Like what?
Yeah, go on.
Like people's underarms, a little damp, pitting.
Like Rachel McAdams, hairy ones.
Ugh. And pitting out.
Ooh.
Damp.
It's very damp under Rachel McAdams' arms.
I thought you were going to go.
I went a step further. Like, I finished your sentence in my mind, and it was a lot grosser.
What was it?
Ooh, yeah, now you have to go.
I thought you were going to say people's, because you said people's underarms. I thought you were going to say people's underwear.
Oh, ew, damp underwear. Gross.
We could say two of our least favorite words together.
Moist and damp underwear?
Damp panties.
Damp panties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.